Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame starting May 7th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a big show on your radio. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good day. Your old pal Steve here. No, not the former idiot intern, the crocodile stalker. And you're listening to my two favorite bonza mates, John Boy and Billy on the big show. I'll tell you, it's nice to be high and dry and safe and sound in this NACA studio. Hey, what's this wire for?
And Adam, it is Monday, April the 15th. Never mind, go back to bed.
Yo.
gotta get up and work. Does anybody know the date? Oh, by the way, the big show's on the radio. We're gonna make this tax day as much fun as possible. That is our goal, okay?
Okay.
Now back to that. Does anybody know, like, how long you have to work now before, like, you pay your taxes? You know, they give you a date to start.
Yeah, kind of depends on who you ask now, the way the tax code is. But usually it's about 4 months because you usually pass it somewhere
so January,
in April.
February, March, April. Yeah. All right. So, I could have looked. This is the fourth month. So I wonder if that has anything to do with tax day. Did they put it at April 15th? No, because that's stupid. All right, I'm going to quit thinking.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You were trying to make the whole IRS tax thing make sense?
Yeah. Good luck. I know. Please, look at me. Okay. Well,
somebody said on one of the web things I went on, it said that in Russia, the government gives you everything you have. Yeah. In America, the government takes everything.
Tries to take everything you have.
Right.
I don't know. I think I still would like to have it this way.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's right.
No, don't get me wrong.
I mean, paying to the system instead of the system paying me.
All right. Well, good. So let's get on up here on this April 15th that falls on a Monday. It's National Titanic Remembrance Day.
Ah.
I was looking for something to highlight, but it is going to be, believe it or not, if you can hang with us for a couple hours when Rhett Scheidner when we were, he wasn't on the Titanic, but.
The movie. He saw the movie.
With his wife, yes. That's how we're going to remember it.
Okay. He'd be a little more, he'd be well known if he was the survivor.
Yes. Yeah. He'd be dead.
Yeah,
you know, so there's that.
All right. So, we got 3 days in history saved up. We'll go ahead and get a week's worth of winning again, and that'll be our goal immediately to play Outburst, because Big Show is on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. First prize pack. We want to give you a year subscription to Mossy Oaks Game Keepers Magazine. Become a game keeper and get you LS Tractor swag, the official tractor game keepers. LSTractorUSA.com. That's where you can find your local dealer. Learn why customers start blue and stay blue. Of course, click on the link at TheBigShow.com as well. You want to see my wonderful thing, number 100 giveaway.
Wow. Look,
I know. Another milestone.
No, I mean the 100. Oh, is that what you're talking about?
That's what I was talking about. Yeah. All right, three dates in history where we got our categories. 1955, the first McDonald's was opened by Ray Kroc. It was Des Plaines, Illinois.
Des Plaines?
Yes, remember he had tattoo in that commercial. Des Plaines, Des Plaines. First McDonald's.
I like it.
Tattoo reference.
Yeah, I like it. Man, this is going to be a flashback show.
01, after a truck trailer lost a wheel and crashed in New South Wales, 24,000 bottles of beer sank into the Tweed River. That was near the town of Tweed. So Tweed Heads, was that the name of the town, Tweed Heads?
Wow. I don't know. Let's ask the lady that wrote that.
I don't know. It's wild. But anyway, this is the funky part. Residents showed up in full scuba gear and started going down diving and getting the beer.
Wow. Absolutely.
They did it until police warned they could be charged with theft.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll put them back.
Yeah, we got a gear. All right. And then finally, on this date, 2011, a replica of the Graceland estate owned by Elvis Presley was opened in Randers, Denmark.
Wow.
Look at that building. It's twice the size of the original in order to fit in a museum.
It is blue sweet shoes.
Despite the size difference, it is nearly identical. The building was created by an Elvis fan, Henrik Knudsen. Henrik had the blessing of Elvis's widow, Priscilla, on that deal.
Well, how was she going to stop him?
Have y'all seen that movie about Priscilla? About Elvis?
You?
Yeah, I actually saw that.
What'd you think?
Well, yeah, it was all right, man.
Worth it?
See, yeah, old Elvis, he got Priscilla. He wanted him a young one, just kept her like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, y'all say it for yourself.
Yep.
So there's our three dates in history. Okay, we're ready to play Outburst. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. We'll play next. Good morning, this is a Big Show on the radio, brought it to you Monday, April 15th. Today's feature track from the Big Show Bitbox, brought to you by Charlotte Motor Speedway and the Coca-Cola 600, Sunday, May 26th. It's a playhouse entitled Boudreaux and the Taxman. Search for keyword Taxman. Hit the Bitbox at TheBigShow.com and right now, let's play.
Outburst, let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Michael from York, Pennsylvania.
We'll have a big show time.
Good morning, dude. Good to hear from y'all.
Hey,
what's going on?
Don't let me stop you.
Yes, seems like I know you guys, but you don't know me. I've been living here in your mouths for years, but you never heard me. Oh, well. I'm ready. Yeah, good to hear from y'all, dearly dudes.
Are you perhaps in one of those areas where cannabis is legalized?
Yeah, matter of fact, right in your neck of the woods as of now, I'm in North Carolina.
Ah, uh-huh. Okay.
See?
Yeah. He's where you are, man.
I like Mikey. Yeah.
All right. Well, Michael, well, we pulling for you, buddy. Let's get you through these three categories. You ready to go?
Sounds good. Yes, sir.
All right. 5 seconds. Give us three. Okay, yeah, here we go. Three things. Okay, ready? Okay. Three. We're ready to go. Three things on a McDonald's menu. Ready, go.
French fries, Big Mac, apple pie.
Oh, yeah. Now we cooking. Three things. I'm keeping going. Three things that have wheels. Ready, go.
Truck, bike, car.
Bam. Okay. Yeah. And for the win, three things in a museum. Go.
Gifts, restaurants, wax figures.
All right, man. Again, wax museums. Good work.
That went slightly better than the worst it could have possibly gone, so hooray.
Yeah, Michael.
Thank you.
Hold on. Hi, y'all. Jump out. Catch up on your news. Wake your kids up. Call children's gonna tell them a story. First thing this morning. Three little piggies. Big show on the radio. Promise the kids a story. Here we go.
And now, it's story time with your host, Carl Childers.
I had pork chops the other night with that Wheatley boy and his mama. Got me thinking about them three little pigs. I reckon I can tell you about them if you want me to. Well, sir, them three little pigs all growed up. Their poor mother's old and give out. She plumb had a belly load of their shenanigans. They was kindly wild, carried on a great deal, squealing and pooping in the house there. It was pretty bad even for a sty. Some folks say pig pen. I say sty. Their mama couldn't keep up with them no more, so she had turned them loose into the world. One of them little pigs, he had him a book on log cabins. One had a book on building stuff with straw. Another had a book on bricklaying. They figured it's probably better to each have their own place, on account they didn't want folks to think I was a right bit funny. Not funny, ha-ha, funny quirk. Well, sir, that first little pig, he didn't do a very good job. His boss didn't pay him much of a wage, so he had to build his place on the cheap. He didn't have tools, make it out of logs, so he used kindling. It was all right, I guess. It might drafty. Dug himself out a little hole in the ground, put down some quilts there. He's a-waiting for the ball game to come on the TV and that little black and white television. And along come Miss Wolf. He was going to the dollar store to get some more of that potted meat. But he smelled that little pig there in that straw house, and he got himself a taste for bacon, I reckon. He tried to talk his way into that house of sticks, but he started saying he had a candy gram and whatnot. That little pig, he'd seen that TV show too. He's too smart for him. Told him, go off, Summers. That old wolf, he huffed. Puffed, blowed that little stick house plumb apart. That little pig, he squealed, run next door to his brother's place, what was made of straw. They figured they safe enough. So they settled in there, started watching that ball game. Here come that wolf. Wolf got all excited because they figured if he played his cards right, he could eat him two little pigs and catch the second half of the ball game. He asked the pigs to let him in. They told him to kiss their little pig butts. They had not talked that way. They just little pigs. That old wolf bowed up, huffed and puffed, blowed that little grass shack right down. Them two little pigs squealed, run around a bit, went over next door to that little smart pig's place, what built with bricks. He had a pretty good setup there, one of them big old flat screen TVs, watch that ball game. He had a big old mess of food cooked up there. That wolf thought he'd plumb hit the jackpot. If he could get in there, he'd have a nice place to watch a ball game. Enough pig left over to invite his brother in. He called his brother on the cell phone and told him what he had a planning. And he huffed and puffed a couple of times. But do no good. All that huffing and puffing he'd already done aggravated his asthma there. And just in luck, he left his puffer to home. Now, the little pig seed that old wolf having a hard time there, and that made sport of him a good bit. They would kindly no count. Well, sir, that wolf, he used his noodle. Saw that smoke coming out of that chimbley there. Some folks calls it a flu. I calls it a chimbley. So he climbed up there. He could hear them pigs carrying on, watching the game and making sport of him. But it didn't sit too well with the wolf, and he started down that chimney to get him. But it just weren't that wolf's day. Our smart old brick pig there. He had him a pot of wolf stew going on open fire. Only one thing missing. Wolf. Well, sir, that old wolf plopped into that big old pot of stew. Killed him. Them little pigs pretty near busted gut laughing at how they fooled that wolf. About that time, his brother comes strolling along already to watch the ball game and eat some pig. And he finds his brother turned into stew meat. He starts hollering, "What'd you cook my brother for? What'd you cook my brother for?" And them little pigs didn't think it was so funny then. Especially when that wolf commenced eating on them, watching the ball game. Well, he figured that's what his brother would have wanted. More of the story is, probably ain't all that good for you. Pork ain't. But at least it won't eat you like a wolf will. The end.
Story time with Carl Childers is brought to you by Hargrave's Potted Meat Product. Chock full of peckers and lips since 1937.
You reckon there's wolf in that potted meat there, little friend?
It's a big show on the radio Monday, April 15th. Not ready for drive time, players. We are ready. Let's act.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, The Fortune Teller. As our story opens, avid golfer Frank Feasley is sitting down with self-proclaimed psychic Miss Lily von Stoop.
Welcome in, bienvenue, welcome, come on in.
Am I in the right place? Are you Miss Lily?
That depends on why you're asking, big boy. Well, have a seat.
The man running the Tilt-A-Whirl told me Miss Lily was the most gifted psychic he'd ever come across.
Oh, it's true, it's true. You have come to the white tent. Mind if I slip into something a little more comfortable?
Oh, great.
Refreshed. Are you here for a wedding, Mr. Feasley?
Why, yes. Wait a minute. How did you know my name?
Well, it's like the Tilt-A-Whirl man told you. I'm very, very...
gifted. Yes, right. Yeah, gifted. Yeah, well, he was right.
Have a seat, Mr. Feasley, and lend me your palm.
Yes, ma'am. Here you go.
Mmm. I see your marriage wine is very short.
Yeah, my wife died 5 years ago on my 70th birthday.
I know. How sad.
Oh, yeah, I guess you would know that.
No children?
Right again, Miss Lily?
Parts of your palms are difficult to weed. You have a lot of calluses.
Yeah, sorry. Well, since I retired, I've been spending all my time on a golf course. It's just about my favorite thing to do in the whole world.
Yes. That explains your Wong Passion wine. All right, Mr. Feezwee, I've seen all I need. I have good news and bad news to tell you.
Well, then I'd like to hear the good news first, if that's okay with you.
I know.
Oh yeah.
Well, the good news, Mr. Feasley, is that your passion wine for golf will be carried into the afterlife. Your eternity will take you to some of the most beautiful courses you can imagine.
Well, that sounds great, Miss Lily. So, what's the bad news?
Your first tee time is a week from Thursday.
Son of a...
It's true.
Worth it.
Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Tune in again next time when we'll hear the crusty old golf pro at Heaven's Gate Country Club say,
"Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar."
Let's face it, I'm tired.
8 snitzel grooming is my limit. Good morning, the big show's on the radio.
Well, well, well. You've obviously got nothing better to do, or maybe you're just not smart enough to change the dials. Whatever the reason, you're listening to John Boy and Billy on The Big Show. Aren't they wonderful?
Good morning, it is The Big Show on the Radio, April your 15th, brought to you by all those people that are trying to help us this morning.
You're the kind of person who's always hurting when it's time to pay the rent. Well, you work all day, but then you get your pay, and they kept 25%. Well, it seems to me my 1040 is making someone rich. When I'm up a creek without receipts, you know tax time is a bitch. You better call H&R Block. Take it from your income. Here it comes. Here it comes. It's your April 15th nervous breakdown.
Sound the trumpets. Man, I wish I had my trumpet. That's the best I can do now. It's horse racing time. Saddle up for action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code Big Show. Only on the DK Horse app. Use code Big Show.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. Winner gets a Southern Ease Pets Pack. We all love our dogs, and if yours has anxiety issues like during a thunderstorm, you got to try the bacon-flavored pet CBD gummies from Southern Ease Pets. Go to southerneasepets.com, or you can look for their link at thebigshow.com. Use code JBB, get an exclusive offer. Hang on, we'll play for it in minutes. But first, off of American Goobers, the John Boy and Billy album featuring Oliver. It's time for Oliver.
Well, well, well. I've heard it said that the birth of a child is the high point in a woman's life. And why shouldn't it be? It gives them what they really want. No, not a child to raise and nurture before psychologically scarring it for life and sending it out into the world to fend for itself and continue her cycle of psychosis? That's too easy. The only reason any woman ever gets pregnant is for 9 solid months of attention. But what it really is 9 solid months of her making excuses for not pulling her weight. What about us? She wouldn't be lounging around the house using her unborn child as an excuse for sitting in front of the TV, complaining about everything and putting away groceries like Refrigerator Perry if it weren't for us. Men are all but forgotten during these times. Reduced from their rightful position as the head of the house to a mere servant. Mm-hmm. From the king of the castle to a lowly serf. From the voice of reason to a verbal punching bag. Well, listen up, ladies. I speak for all men when I say it's time to stop letting you get away with murder just because you're a little pregnant. The next time she starts screaming for the remote or ringing the dinner bell, you need to let her know who the real boss is. Try a few of these on the old heifer.
Not to imply anything, dear, but I don't think the kid weighs 50 pounds. You know, looking at her, you'd never guess Pamela Anderson had a baby. Man, I sure hope your thighs aren't going to stay that way forever. Can't they induce labor now? The Super Bowl is this weekend. You're about 5 pounds away from a visit by Richard Simmons. You know, Fred at the office passed a stone the size of a pea. Man, nothing could hurt worse than that. Whoa! For a minute there, I thought I woke up next to Willard Scott. Are your ankles supposed to look like that? Get your own ice cream, Buddha. Buddha. This one's my favorite. Got milk? Man, that rose tattoo on your hip is the size of Madagascar. Retaining water? Yeah, like the Hoover Dam. Sure, you'll get your figure back. We'll just look for it in 1985 where you left it. Man. Sure, the doctor said you're eating for two, but not two elephants. Roseanne, what have you done with my wife? How come you're twice the size of the other Lamaze chicks? Where's that Victoria's Secret catalog? I haven't seen a real woman in months. Honey, when you're finished puking, will you bring me another beer? SeaWorld just called. Shamu's on vacation. They want you to fill in. And my favorite, have another drumstick, Tubby. Believe me, fellas, after a few of those brilliant bobs, she'll finally realize exactly where she belongs. Unfortunately, that place is divorce court.
Okay. Hey, just a guy for that job. Thank you, Oliver. All right, more American Goobers later this morning. Right now, it is John Boy Jeopardy time. Let's jump right in here for that Southern Ease Pets Pack. Well, up until the law was changed in 2020, a U.S. federal regulation required that this beverage be made without distinctive character, aroma, taste, or color.
I mean, if it was just without distinctive character, I'd say Bud Light.
Right? Well, that wasn't a character.
Okay, all right. Without aroma, taste, or color,
right,
Zima. Zima.
Zima. No, okay.
That's two. I need to stop. Okay.
What y'all got? 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. It's a Big Show on the radio, rolling through your Monday, April the 15th, with today's featured track from the Big Show Bit Box, sponsored by Charlotte Motor Speedway and the Coca-Cola 600, Sunday, May 26th. It's a Playhouse entitled Boudreaux and the Tax Man, perfect for you, April 15th. Search for keyword Tax Man, and you hit the Bit Box at thebigshow.com. Right now, let's play.
Yes. Live across America, it's John Boy Jeopardy.
Wah, wah.
And now a man who suggested a catchy slogan for the IRS, but the Army shot it down. Turns out, be audit you can be is just a little too close to something they're using. Here's John Boy.
Thank you. Say, the Jake out of Peachland, South. Oh, you're a Peachland, North Carolina. I see you, Jake. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Hey, man, welcome. So you got the first shot at John Boy Jeopardy today. Jake, up until the law was changed in 2020, a U.S. federal regulation required that this beverage be made without distinctive character, aroma, taste, or color.
Well, let's go with bottled water.
Let's say bottled water.
Seven is safe!
That's a good guess. That's a good guess. Well, because it's all kind of flavor now, right?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what the answer is. Well, hey, Jack, I'm going to quit arguing with myself. Thank you for playing, buddy. You have a great day.
I liked your answer.
Thank you, sir. You too.
All right, man. Let's go to Steve. He's in Madison, Tennessee. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning. Hey. How y'all doing?
Hey, man, we all good. Welcome in here. You got your turn
all
at
right.
it. We know it's not bottled water. Steve, what are we looking for?
Something I always got lied to about myself is vodka.
So you got lied to yourself about vodka.
Yeah.
Let's see, is it?
Yeah, they said they couldn't smell it on you, but they damn sure did.
Oh, I got you.
Oh, yes.
Well, let's see if you remember right.
Seven.
Yeah, it was vodka. All right, ain't gonna forget a thing like that. I guess the first time they lied to you. Well, Steve, it worked out for you here, buddy. Some Southern East Pets Pack headed over to Madison for you.
Good. My little dog could use them. He's a little hyperactive.
And you can't smell it on his breath.
No.
That's right. I don't like to smell that anyway. It's his blood, you know.
Well, all right.
Steve, man, appreciate you listening. Glad you playing. Glad you won.
Hey, man, can I give a shout-out?
You go ahead.
All right, I want to do it to all the Big Show crew. Y'all have entertained me for 40-some-odd years. I'm dang near as old as you, John Boy. I'm about a 57 model. And to everybody else out there listening. So, hey, everybody. Hey, Big Show.
Hey,
hey, Steve. All right, bud. Hang on. Put your own jacket. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Right on the other side, our time capsule for the April 15 blues. It's gonna be all right. The Tacky Jackies sprucing up for tax time.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
Yo, what's up? How y'all doing?
Doing good, man.
Hey, man, somebody need to sit the TV people down and tell them they're trying to put way too much crap on the screen.
What?
I ain't talking about the program. Oh. That's bad enough. I'm talking about all them little logos and promos that go swooshing around during the show.
Yeah.
Now, I don't mind the little thing down in the corner tells you what channel you're on.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't need all this junk popping up talking about what's coming up next. He's sitting there trying to watch Homer Simpson. Here come the Terminator, the robot from the future. And by the future, I mean tomorrow night at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
If the show coming up is so important, you got to interrupt the one I'm watching now to tell me about it.
Yeah.
Why don't you just take this one off and put that one on?
Really?
Because when Dr. House is about 10 seconds away from figuring out what's about to kill this poor sap in room number 9, I don't need Stewie from The Family Guy shaking his butt at me at the bottom of the picture.
Really?
Now, sometimes they'll put stuff on the screen to help you out. Like, you know, you be watching the ball game. They got a box in the corner with the score and how much time is left. See, that's perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you watch a race, they always got the field summary going across the top of the screen so you can see how your boy's doing.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's useful. But I don't need no animated promo for next week while I'm trying to watch this week. One time I was watching the Atlanta race, little car came driving in on the bottom of the screen. This car wasn't even in the race. I don't know where it came from. Then a little tiny pit crew came out, changed two little tiny tires, put in a half a tank of gas, and when the car pulled off, they went to the little tiny concession stand and bought two little tiny hot dogs. Please, can y'all just put some of it that says, next week, Food City 500 at Bristol?
Really?
I don't need no computerized reenactment of a pit stop. I know what happens during a race. I'm watching one. You know who's the worst at loading up the screen with junk, though, is the news channels.
Oh, yeah.
They got stuff on the top, on the bottom, down the side. Might as well not even put a picture in the middle of the screen. I ain't got time to look at it. I'm too busy reading all this other stuff. And I don't like to read. See, that's why I'm watching TV. I want to read, I'll buy a newspaper. And I'll tell you exactly when the news channels started going wrong. September 11th, 2001. Remember, there was so much news that day, and it was coming in so fast, they had to put the headline crawl at the bottom of the screen. Now, the problem is, the news has slowed down a good bit, but the crawl been going ever since. Nowadays, turn on CNN, look like the bulletin board at the laundromat. Screen got the logo, the clock, the weather forecast, program guide, stock prices, lost dog ad, two sets of headlines going in different directions. And one of them ain't even real news. It's trivia stuff, like experts say 30% of U.S. children have ADD. Well, gee, I wonder what caused that. Old people can't process stuff when it comes at them that fast. Please, I was at Mama's house the other day watching CNN. It was a shot of Barack Obama making a speech. On the bottom of the screen, it said, Britney Spears launches comeback tour. Mama said, well, look at that. Her hair's finally coming back in. She lost a bunch of weight, too. See what I'm talking about? Don't be overloading my mama's brain like that.
Yeah.
Oh, but I do have some good news. I talked to one of my boys here at the cable company. He said they got a piece of technology that lets you get rid of all the crap on your TV screen. It's called the off button. Y'all think about it. I'm not going to.
John Boy and Billy.
Oh, wise guy.
Morning radio done right.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio for you Monday, April 15th. Portion of the broadcast brought to you by Tacky Jackies.
Hello, friends. Your old pal Bert Fern here with good news and bad news. The bad news is it's tax time again. When Uncle Sam digs his hand so deep into your pocket that he can scratch that itch you haven't been able to reach since you pecked on that extra 30 pounds when Dinky Donuts opened next door and you went cruller crazy.
I hate them so much.
The good news? It's the first annual taxation celebration, and it's only at Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes. What's the matter, Princess? Did your refund come up short? Has your debt to the government surpassed what you owe on that double-wide trailer? Are you having trouble coming up with enough scratch to finish that tattoo sleeve depicting every nutshot from Jackass? Is that what's troubling you, Muffin Butt? Well, fear not, friends. Tacky Jackie feels your pain and has insanely slashed prices like Freddy Krueger on a triple espresso with a crack chaser. And these low, low prices will help take the sting out of your government-issued colonoscopy so you can live your passion to go trailer trashing in the very best fashion right here at Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes. What's the status of your unmentionables? Are your threadbare briefs giving you grief? Is your thong gone wrong? Tidy whitey's not all righty? Is it high noon for your pantaloons? Well, you're in luck. Your life will be a lot more fundy with brand new undies, courtesy of world-famous designer Skid Marky Mark. Come make your taint what it ain't. Only at Tacky Jackie's. Are you built blousy? Does the term full figure not do you justice? When you pass a farm, do cows point at you and laugh? Does Rebel Wilson look at you and say,
damn!
Then this sale's for you. Plus size and ultra plus size designer fashions direct from Shamumu of Malibu. Woo-hoo! No need to holler. We respect your dollar here at Tacky Jackie's. We've got something for everyone. Tax cheats, deadbeats, kids who wear cleats, bros, hoes, white guys with bros, noodlers, needlers, dummies, rummies, skinny guys with tummies, tweakers, twerkers, responsibility shirkers, vegans, pagans, Mexicans who voted for Reagan, winos, albinos, gynos, guy yeses, dudes in dresses, bellboys, hellboys, swell boys, swell girls, and that one kid who was good looking in high school but somehow now looks like a cross between Eddie Munster and Caitlyn Jenner and pees off his porch while screaming ooh-wah, ooh-wah, ooh-wah. No one is left out of the giant taxation celebration right here at Tacky Jackie's.
Oh, yeah.
But wait, there's more. Special guests, we got them. Feminine hygiene mogul Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez will be handing out free samples.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Still have tax questions? Renowned Asian Hebrew tax expert Fu Manju will be on hand with free advice.
Oh, yeah. Woo!
All you working girls looking for loopholes will be relieved to know we'll have a booth set up just for you, courtesy of H&R Block. Like they say, we've got your back even while you're on it. Where else but Tacky Jackie's? Take Paul Manafort Drive north to Bernie Madoff Parkway. Go 3 miles and pull a U-ey on Leona Helmsley Way. Make a right at Uncle Scam's Government Cheese and Crackers Restaurant. Take the next left on Wesley Snipes Avenue. And when you see the little person dressed as Perkin the Gherkin, the Magic Pickle, give him $10 and he'll point you towards the super secret entrance to the wonderful world of savings you can only find at Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes.
Shazam!
Get an extra 10% off at checkout when you sing our famous jingle. Forget the tax, man. Save and relax, man, at Tacky Jackie's. This is your old pal, Bert Burns, saying, I'll see you there.
Well, you know,
that's the jam.
It's a big show on the radio. All right, Cadbury, read this.
All right, sir, I'll read it. Good morning. This is Nigel Cadbury, Master Boy's faithful gentleman's gentleman. And you're listening to Master Boy and Young Sir William on The Big Show. It's my responsibility to make sure that Master Boy gets up and gets to work on time, so when he's late, it's my fault. So, sir, I feel so used.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame starting May 7th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.